They said when they brought him up in the hospital, he was running 109 temperature, you know, and convulsions. And I'm saying, do they not check on these people if they're sick every now and then just to make sure they're okay, you know? He just like killed me when I lost him, you know, because for me to have met him and for things that was told that he did before we met, I couldn't believe it because he was altogether a different person. We met on the Dateline hookup, but we didn't, you know, we didn't know. I was scared of him. To go meet, I made my daughter go with me. You know, she kind of got me on the date, and I didn't know. I told her, I said, I'm not going to go meet no axe murderer if he's not what he is. But when I met him, he was so sweet and so kind. And I said, you know, I might want to meet that man again. So we met again, and he was so sweet and so kind. So I loved him very much, and I miss him till the day, you know. We were married only a year and 9 months, mm-hmm. Just barely married. We went to the JP and got married. I think that was the sweetest ceremony, just having just a piece to do, you know, for us and everything, and the words were so sweet. And he told the JP, he says, the sweetest person I've ever met, and I'll love her for the rest of my life, you know.
Oh my gosh, you know, that was so sweet, you know. And
I think I loved him more than I did anything. And the man had really, he told me some things that happened before we got married, right? And we said, well, past is past, future is the future. But he turned his life around.
Completely.
Completely. Yeah. Before he didn't have a job, he got a job. Before he was walking, he got him a car. Before he was living out on the streets, he got him a house. Then he got him a wife.
and that says a lot because he was divorced since I was 6.
Yeah,
so
we were so happy.
He was alone for a long time.
Doing so good. I was so proud of him. He was always bringing me gifts home, you know. And me and him both worked night shift. So we'd sleep during the day, work at night. Had a few hours in between jobs, you know, working and spending some time together. And he called me one night. He says, I got something for you. He brought me home a little old chihuahua puppy that fit right in the palm of your hand. He handed it over to me right there, you know. I said, oh, I still got that dog.
He was a sucker for puppies.
I know. But he let it sleep up on the pillow with him, and he couldn't find it. I rolled over on that puppy. He got to looking, couldn't find it. It had crawled under the sheet. You
he would have smothered it.
Oh,
he thought
was
he
big. Smothered that little bitty old puppy. Oh, my God.
He would have killed the dog.
He was slinging, looking for that baby, you know. You know, they had called me from the prison and told me that, and then what he was gone like, 2 or 3 days when they called me and said that my husband was in the hospital. He was in critical condition. There was a young man that had gotten out of prison that was in the same dorm for my husband when he was having these seizures and stuff. And they said that they hollered for help for a long time. And finally when they got help, my husband was running 109 temperature, having convulsions, you know? That means she said, don't they come around and check these people more often? That guy said, well, like 45 minutes, my husband was in there sick and they're trying to get help for him.
Because they're sitting in air conditioning.
Yeah, and it's hot, you know. Well, yeah. He didn't have a water cup at the time to get water.
Because he just got there. Yeah. So he was drinking water out of the faucets in the sink.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, these people are in there for a reason. You know, they've done something wrong, but they're in there for a reason. But they still are human beings,
exactly.
You know. I don't know, I just knew my husband was going to be gone for a little while and I would be getting him back, but I never did think this would happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Right after we got back home, right after he passed, she got the letter that he wrote to her on his way to there. So we got his
letter
right after he died.
I got a letter in the mail from him. You know, tell me all. I I said, oh my gosh, you know.
Whenever he said they pulled up, the guards and stuff that opened the doors to his van said, welcome to hell.
And, he said,
and then he said they were right.
They were right.
So.
Yes.